Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamescast, episode 312. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Corey Feinstein.
Yep, I'm here this time.
Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
And Tony Korkanakis.
Oi, oi.
Hey. Welcome, viewers and listeners, to episode 312, pre-Comic-Con, which doesn't really have much to do with games.
There might be something like that there.
There might be. So, if you want to hear our opinions on Comic-Con, tune in next week to our movie cast. I'm sure we'll have maybe a bonus round or something of that coming up soon, but tune in or view it. But welcome, listeners, to the Gamescast. All right, let's just jump right into the gaming news. There's not too much going on in the gaming world right now, so we're going to just go over some quick stuff and then get into what we've been up to. So, NES Classic's coming out. When's that coming out? Is it out?
Not November out. Something or other.
November 5th-ish?
No. It's Nintendo's big.
Did they ever go on pre-sale? Like,
no.
Target it did, I think. But
oh, isn't that at Best Buy? The controller cord, as what we've seen, is like 3 feet. It's ridiculous.
It's awful.
3 feet!
It's, you know, classic problems with the classic throwback.
They're just trying to emulate that 80s experience.
No, the 80s, yeah. TV. That 80s controller was 6 feet, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty certain it was 6 feet. I think I have one.
I'm sure there were some systems, like early ones, like where the
I had
the cords were definitely too short.
No. I had the Rob the Robot system, Mike. I had it with Gyromite. The original Nintendo didn't come with Mario. It came with Gyromite and Duck Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I had it. It's over there. Yeah, I have a controller I can go get, but I'm not gonna. It's not worth it. So no. 3 foot cable makes the games. Why not just make it like? Why couldn't you make a wireless controller for this, like an NES Classic wireless?
They're trying to get the freaking same thing, man.
Their nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not good.
No, it's a trap. It's a problem.
You're gonna have to have a long HDMI cord now.
Yeah, no one sits that close to their TVs anymore because their TVs are way bigger than they used to be. So.
Nope. Yeah, it's going to be...
It's an issue.
Yep. So anyways, what do we have? Also in gaming news, we have Battleborn, rumored this week to be going free-to-play. Anything new on this, guys? Did we hear anything more?
Randy Pitchford said, no, that's not true, that they're going to have a free trial coming out soon, but that's the only thing that's going to be free.
Yeah.
So he tweeted that. He said that they missed the, like... saw that and thought that the game was going free to play because Evolve did.
Oh, okay. So it was all a misunderstanding and it's been debunked entirely?
Well, by Randy Pitchford, but...
You know, give it a few months, it'll be free.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's playing that game. Like,
I think the PC like fell to like 500 people.
Like, oh my.
That's like No Man's Sky level. I think
it's like Battleborn level. I mean, it's like, yeah. I think they've created their own little. That's on PC, but like on console, I don't know. I have no idea what the numbers are.
And this is really just one of those instances where two games come out, even if they're not that similar.
Not
I don't
really
know if
at
they
all,
are
actually.
Between
they have, they
Battleborn
both have
and Overwatch,
colorful, like characters and are team based, but other than that, like one's a straight up MOBA and the other one's not at all.
Yeah, so just because of that, still the perception that they're kind of the same thing. There's only room for one in Overwatch, one handily, the other one's going away.
I just don't remember anybody being excited for Battleborn ever. Like, even from.
Even Corey.
Corey was interested at first.
Corey said he had to be interested because he supports the company.
Even after Alien.
I played it.
Yeah, you did.
That's because you lost a bet, though.
Yeah, I still finished.
I think that's the only game bet we did in a while, right?
Yeah,
it's
that's
been a while.
Been
yeah,
a while. Ugh. Games are
movies
tough.
Are just games easier because like yeah. you talk about games, you like usually they're 5 to 13 hours of your life.
Yeah,
or a movie could be like an hour and a half.
Maybe we could just change it to like stream an hour or two of you playing a game. That way, you know, you get part of that bag experience.
Yeah, but you still gotta somehow get that game.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's easier to film.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many like streaming services already out there for that. If there was like game streaming services where you could rent the game, that would be cool.
Like PlayStation does?
I was gonna say, I think PlayStation does that.
Yeah, but that's the bad service. Don't they want like $10 for like a day?
Yeah, it is pretty awful like pricing.
That. It's they need to adjust how they approach it. It needs to be like Netflix, where it's not. It's just everything, all you can eat for a certain price, basically.
Yeah, I was actually pricing out View, PlayStation View.
All you can geek.
Yeah.
I was pricing out PlayStation View, and that's way too overpriced. Like,
well, compared to cable, it's not.
Well, it's $60 plus. You need internet from a cable company.
Yeah, I mean the problem is that it's just a little bit out of the price range, but it's a much better service. So.
It was really cool, the demo you showed me at your house, like the way it learns your shows and can record stuff and you can just watch that. You know, I did like the features it had, but I feel like that should be $40 a month. $39.99?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, depending, like, I wish they could just let you choose the programs, channels that you want.
Yeah.
And I say, like, this is $2 for this one. $4 for this one. Like, let me choose. And
nobody
pick.
Does that yet. Nobody does.
No one will ever do that.
You can't. That's the problem.
It's part of the scam.
Yeah.
Canada, they do it. They do it in Canada.
Well, Canada doesn't scam you in a lot of ways, like, that you get scammed here.
Yeah. I mean, the healthcare is much better over there, too. I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Allegedly. Do you know one person?
There's a lot of Canadians.
Do you know any of them?
Not personally. No, I don't know any Canadians.
You're telling me you never met Ryan Reynolds? Yeah,
because they're staying in Canada. They're not coming here anymore.
Yeah, I don't know any Canadians. I don't think I've known...
Canadians were never coming here.
That's not true. Look at, like, comedy from the 90s. They're all Canadian.
Every actor is, like, Canadian. It's either they're Australian or Canadian.
Or British. What are you talking about? Like, all of our American superheroes are British.
Oh. I thought they're Australian, too.
Same thing.
That's Wolverine. I mean.
Oh, just him? All right. Where were we gaming news-wise? Oh, Microsoft stuff. So I also have Phil Spencer came out and talked about Scorpio this week. Mm-hmm. And basically saying that while they're calling it a premium system, that doesn't necessarily mean premium pricing. It'll be similarly priced to all the systems we've ever seen and not be anything more than that. So
he said it won't be anything more than $599. Like, really, motherfucker? Nobody is launching a system for $599 ever again.
But it has been done.
Except for him.
His wording was it has never been, that it hasn't
been done. Tony, you're saying this because you believe people have smart business sense. Sony failed and they did that. And Microsoft just did it again. The same exact thing and failed at launching it.
Did they do it twice in one generation, though?
I don't have any faith that they would not say, well, this one is worth the price. We're going to put it at $599 because people are going to recognize the value they're getting with the teraflops that they can't understand, because that's going to be important. Like,
if a system launches at $599.99 and is successful, then I have lost all faith.
Success and what they're going to actually do have nothing to do with each other. They don't have to be mooching.
No, listen. It might be successful for what they're projecting it for. Maybe they're not projecting it for, as they originally were here, 200 million Xbox One sold. That also came out this week, but... They may only be, like, releasing this just to have it sell to the people that want to play 4K gaming, which is not everyone. It's not for everyone.
Fuck those
people. So if you carve out, like, 100,000 consoles sold for that, they can sell it for $600.
Then they could just buy a PC.
Yeah.
For $600 that plays 4K?
I'm sure you could do it.
You could do it. It wouldn't be the greatest experience, I don't think.
And
also, explode.
Not everybody can put a PC together, Tony.
No, it's true, but...
But
I'm just saying, if you're going to drop $600 on a system, you should probably look into just investing into a PC.
I listen. I don't think they can launch that system at $399. I mean, I wish they could, but I don't think they could financially wise, right? I don't think, because then they'd be taking a loss on the system more than likely.
You think they're going to do $399, $499?
I would say $499 is where I thought they were going to come in.
If they come out at $499, they're fucked.
And I agree. I think I agree with you.
They're fucking fucked.
It's just like, I don't know.
It's gotta be like a normal new system.
Again,
you know?
You're like,
especially since it's only an unquantifiable upgrade to the normal, regular system that you have already. That's already 4 years old.
Who is gonna buy a fucking $500 Xbox? What games are you fucking playing on that thing?
Yeah.
The problem is that's not what they're thinking, and that's not necessarily. What they're thinking is going to be what you're thinking.
Well, yeah, obviously, because they're trying to sell this fucking thing, and they thought that they were going to sell 200 million Xbox One consoles.
Which, no,
that's what I'm saying. It's like they're going
to
come out.
To explain that real quick, they were trying to figure out how to do it. Like, if you look at what they said, they were like, that's like somebody saying, we're going to sell 5 million of this bottle of eye drops because we want to do it. They're like hopeful, wishful thinking, essentially.
How many 360s did they sell in comparison? Is that where they got that number?
No. They were just saying PS2 sold this many. What if we could somehow figure out a way to get to 200 million? That's what they were planning on doing originally with 200 million. So they were going to make it like an all, like what they were trying to do in the beginning, and they had to pull back like an all-in-one entertainment console.
Right. They wanted it to be like your one-stop like cable box. There it is.
There was the reason behind the one name. But they dropped it and went to gaming.
So
but,
the thing is, this system that they're going to come out with, it could theoretically be $399 and they could lose money on it. Fine. That's not going to happen, though. No. I have no faith in Microsoft coming out with a system that they're going to lose hundreds of dollars
on. I don't see it happening. I see them launching it at $500 and saying, this is the premium product. Our $299 Xbox One, which is selling like hotcakes right now, is the one that everybody can buy. But here's this premium upgrade if you want to do it.
Yeah, and what premium exclusives do you get?
That's we don't know. But apparently all first-party Microsoft games.
Exclusives?
No.
Well, then what? See, that's why.
That's the idea behind this, Mike. It's supposed to... Everybody comes along. Nobody left behind. Nobody left behind.
Yeah, well...
Nobody is going to give a shit about 4K. Nobody.
You might be right. But I can tell you that my brother's going to buy an Xbox One S like in 2 weeks.
Okay, that's fine. But
that's not a Scorpio.
I'm sorry.
No.
Nobody is going to buy a system for 4K gaming.
Sure.
Very few.
The thing is this. I mean, Sony's already showed us how hard it is to sell it to people because none of us were impressed with what they showed us.
No.
And I don't know if
it's hard to sell it to people. I think they did a piss poor job at explaining why it's worth it.
I guess.
4K gaming is not what you need to necessarily... showcase in not 4K. That's the problem. Like, you're gonna stream something to an audience and they don't have a system that can display in the resolution you're just trying to tout. That's cool. Like, okay, I'm gonna show you this HD device here, but it's gonna be in 480. It's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we'll see what they present next year. They're gonna have a presentation on it. If they do a good job of selling it, it might work, but I don't see them coming out.
It's never going to work. It is not going to work.
Okay, let's just...
Have a screen in your house that can handle the advertisements that would accurately display what they're selling, don't buy it.
That's the big... Absolutely. Most of us don't. None of us here do.
Yeah. Here's what I'm just saying. The Xbox One is at, what, like 30 million maybe?
Yeah, probably. Maybe? Like, probably closing in on 30. I don't think it's there. Right. Yeah.
I mean, they like tried to give that shit away. Like,
they do a
bundle
yeah.
tons of games, remove the Kinect, price drops, yep. bundles out the wazoo during the holiday, you know, time period, free game promotion right now, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But I'm saying
they're not going to make a new system and suddenly have that match the Xbox One.
I would argue that there has to be some interest in 4K more than we think. Because of how well the Xbox One
is selling. How many millions of units do you think that would sell? Lifetime.
The Scorpio? Or you're talking about the One S? No. I'm just saying there has to be more of a market for 4K than we think. Because I'm with you. I just literally told you that I don't have a 4K TV either. And I don't see
it. Right, and if you don't have it, who is going to get it? Who?
But there has to be because the Xbox One S is selling better. And you
it's
just
not
said,
just the gaming, though, with the Xbox side because they do have 4K discs.
That's what I'm trying to say. There's still 4K interest there, though. Like, you literally just told me how much they tried to force Xbox One down our throats, price drops, bundles, and they couldn't sell them. And yet the Xbox One S is now doing it.
Just because it's slim, not necessarily because it's 4K.
They're selling it in 4K. 4K TVs are being adopted.
4K play, like 4K, the 4K televisions are a lot more.
My parents have
now.
A 4K television. Like, my parents.
Like the price drops came immediately for that.
Yeah.
The players are mad expensive still. So
see, I think that Microsoft
getting the Xbox One S is move. A 4K.
Who is this system supposed to sell to? Existing Xbox owners or people who don't want an Xbox?
I would say this is an upgrade for existing.
Really?
I think.
How many of the... Well, we'll just say 30. How many of the 30 million people are going to go out and upgrade their Xbox One to a Scorpio?
Well, they're going to obviously bring in more people too. But I don't know what the, I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. I don't think they have.
Even in a best case scenario, Jim, 50%?
I don't think they have large sales.
Oh my God. That's not even, try like 5% maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say 5,000 units out of the 30, like 5,000. I'm sorry. I was going to say like, let's say 1 million units out of the 30 million that were sold. What percent is that?
Like 3%.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. 1 million.
That's pathetic. Why even bother at that point?
But.
If you overprice it so much. Yeah.
Yes. If they're making money on it, that's what they're planning on. Maybe that's what they're projecting is what I'm telling you. Maybe this is the, okay, we're going to release this and that's it. Now, if it comes out at $399.
I mean, okay, sure. I mean, tomorrow the sun could go supernova and we'd all be dead. I mean, there's a non-zero chance of that.
Who
thought that the Xbox, the next Xbox after 360 was going to be a failure?
Nope. I'm pretty sure we talked about it, the failure of the third system.
We talked about how that's a curse, but like, did we believe it? I didn't believe it. I thought that Microsoft was going to kill it again, honestly.
Well, going into it until we got that Adam Worth. Why would I want to live there? Oh, that's how you want to play this game.
Ideally, Tony, they're going to aim for $399. Ideally. Because then they can do a $299, $399 market.
You think they're going to be able to
have a $399 system out right now?
Mm. That's what I'm saying.
So it's,
That's why I said 500 is where it's going
to
be.
Yeah, they have to. They don't think they might. They think they'll sell not too many of them, but it'll be real expensive. It's going for the whales.
It's like the Elite controller. They're selling a lot of Elite controllers, and it's making them money. They're not selling like 10 million controllers. They sold a million, that's enough for them to make them.
It's the season pass of hardware.
The markup on that is a lot better than consoles. You know, a controller is an accessory. A fucking console is a console. I can't believe I have to explain this shit, man.
The difference here, though, is that the R&D for a console
is not the same when
you're upgrading it like as you were creating a brand new one, at least. Like, so you're cutting that R&D in half.
Okay, all I'm saying is I don't believe there's a big enough audience that makes
it doesn't matter what you believe, though, Tony. They're still doing it. That's the thing. It's still happening.
No, I'm not saying they're not going to do it. I'm just saying it's probably going to come out and fail.
Probably.
It damage the Xbox brand even more than very happy.
I was going to say, it's hard to damage it anymore than it's already been.
In fairness here, look at this, though. Back when we were talking, like you just said, 360 to Xbox One, before we knew about it, we thought couldn't fail. And now we're like, this is going to be a complete bomb. So maybe it exceeds the expectations. Surprise!
Reverse psychology, yeah.
It's not even reverse psychology. It's like wishful thinking.
Yeah. I don't know what the market is either. I'm going to probably buy the Project Scorpio as well, whatever they call it. I'll probably pick it up.
You don't even know what it's about.
Yeah, I do.
Six teraflops, Tony. Six teraflops.
Mind-blowing graphics. No, I want a 4K player, native. And it'll be next year when I want that. So as long as it has 4K Blu-ray player in it, and it comes out next year for, you know, under, not $600, I won't buy it for $600, so there you go.
If it's $500, $499, you're getting it.
I will buy it as a UK, 4K Blu-ray player / gaming system that can play 4K games. Because I'll have a TV next year for that, not this year. I'll get it next summer, I'm sure.
I don't see myself getting another system for a very long time, and I won't be getting two systems again.
See, you have a family and a house. I'm a single dude with an apartment. I can afford the expendable stuff. True. I'll go and get, like, I'm going to probably keep PSVR, even though I'm looking at pricing. They're not really going for that much right now.
I'm telling you, the interest in that shit died real quick. Nobody's talking about that right now.
Yeah.
Is launching in what, a week or 2 weeks?
It's a week.
It's a week. Yeah.
Nobody fucking cares. It's
next week, I think.
Yeah. The eBay price is like $465 right now. With like fees, that's not even worth it.
No, you're gonna lose money on that.
Yeah. Yeah. They went for four. I was watching when they went for $465.
Cancel that shit, man.
Yeah. No, I'll get it. I'll return it if all else fails. I won't open it right away, but.
Remember when you guys crucified me for being skeptical about that?
Oh, hold up. Don't say remember yet until months from now when it's a failure.
All right.
I said that hopeful. It's the experience. Like,
the experience is fantastic. And
I've
you need
always
to try
been hopeful for
I'm
it.
Sorry. I mean the experience of VR. I'm saying the experiences of the games I question because I don't think developers can properly utilize VR in a way that makes it, oh, I need to go out and buy this product.
I think you would love it a lot, like, if you got to try it. Would that make you go out and buy it? Not for that price.
But right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I might be like, yeah, that's really cool. When it's $100, call me.
How about, well, no, would you spend $2.99?
No. God, no.
$1.99? Anybody?
Any no. $100. I just said that. $100.
$149.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. $149 if it came with the camera and the moosh. Wow.
It can't be that cheap. It just can. It will never. And we've had. Now we'll.
I will never have it.
Had this conversation.
Yes,
with Mike.
This is what I said.
Yeah, see, we've had this conversation with Mike. It'll never get that cheap. I can see getting the $299 and $250. That's it.
I mean, it could get that cheap when it's on clearance because nobody's buying it. But
it could be. I mean, virtual buys are actually pretty expensive nowadays, aren't they?
They're probably collector's items.
Rare. Yeah,
collector's items.
Wish I kept mine. God damn it! I threw mine in the garbage.
Where it belongs. Yeah. Take that, virtual boy.
Trash to the trash.
No, I'm going to get it. I liked Eve. The Drive Club VR, even though Drive Club is a fucking mess, I would want to play something like that, though. It looks like that's awesome. So there's games that I do want to play. So I'm probably going to keep mine. But not to mention the fact that Comic-Con is coming up, and I've prepaid for this hotel back in, like, April. So the money that I put out is, like, expended, you know what I mean? So, like, the money you guys give me for the hotel room is paying for my PSVR.
Oh.
There we go. All right, is everybody bailing on me now? To save me? No, that's how I'm getting around it in my head. I prepaid for it all. So that money is already out there.
It's important to justify.
That's how I do it. All right, let's get into what we've been up to. Mike, kick us off.
So I've been playing lots of Deus Ex. I actually finished the main campaign, and there's two side, like, I guess DLC things. One was a bonus that came with it. I don't know why.
Jeez, wasn't that like a 50-hour game?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, I've been laid up for the last 5 days, pretty much.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that, yeah.
And, yeah. I'm mostly just doing, like, social media stuff for my job.
You're doing this just to get out of work of building a new restaurant, aren't you?
Well, I'm supposed to be the, like, social media marketing guy anyway, so I'm
going
to do a lot of that, but I won't be there as much as they thought at the beginning. I played through it. It was, I think, my favorite single-player experience of the year. That's not saying much. There's been this and Uncharted. I think it's a more complete experience than Uncharted to me. It's not leaps and bounds, like, different than the previous game. But it's good enough, really. There's enough new things. There's new augmentations and actual branching paths. I'm actually going through the New Game Plus right now because you can fully upgrade. You don't have enough time to upgrade everything in the main mission once. But I'm going through again because I missed two side missions, and the side missions are pretty meaty in this game. And I'm also, like, just making my Adam Jensen the best he can be this time around with all the upgrades. So it's still, I think it's worth checking out if you're into, I don't know, these sort of, like, light RPG shooter type games. There's a lot of stealth in it, though, too. And
is it better than the last one? Or
I'd say it's a logical step up. Yeah, it's not. Although considering the game is like that one's like 6 years old, it is a little more similar than I would hope. But there's good changes.
The last one's that old?
It's pretty old. It was like
360.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, it was 360.
It's actually old.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely good, and I'm still gonna squeeze a little bit more out of it before I'm done playing with it. The one thing I don't like is they have this separate mode, this breach mode, where you go in like this VR world and like you're supposed to like be doing stuff with hackers, but it's really just one way where you can like sort of have scores that compete online. These little short sort of puzzles. I don't like it. It's not interesting to me at all.
It's not like the Batman stuff?
No, it's not like the challenge rooms. It's, I mean, it is in concept, it kind of is, but
it's poorly
executed. It's not interesting. Yeah. It's just these sort of disorienting, like, VR landscapes, and you do, like, sort of less than what you do in the normal game to like try to figure them out, and it's not that good. That's pretty much all I've been playing. I mean, I've put some time into it this week. So, again, I would recommend it if you guys are interested in that type of game.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Tony.
Let's see. So League of Legends is currently going through their Worlds Cup. So the whole year led up to this, and they have 16 teams. And I watched a bit over the past week or so because the finals started. Not the finals, but the Worlds started. And watching it like got me really excited to play the game again, since I took a break ever since Overwatch came out. And it's kind of fun like playing it again, because I'm like, everything's a little bit new-ish, kind of, because it's like, well, man, I haven't played in months. So I've just been doing a bit of that. Tried to do a couple ranked games on Saturday. Total mistake. I was like, oh, maybe I can get some reasonable, decent human beings on a Saturday afternoon. No.
Isn't that tough to do normally? I mean, that's just like asking for pain.
You're right, but at the same time, like weekends, I think it's just, I think you're more likely to run into like kids. Yeah, right.
No, adults will be more available to play, right?
I don't think so, but I just get these people who are just so dumb. Like, I straight up, I mean, you guys don't play MOBAs, but whoever gets first blood gets like a significant amount of gold. So usually if you get that, you have a huge lane advantage over your opponent. So I went out and helped this guy secure first blood on a character that, if he snowballs, is pretty much unstoppable. Like, he can 1v5 a whole team. So I'm like, all right, great. Like, you should be set for the rest of the game. I shouldn't have to even look at you for the rest of the game to help you, like, support you. And, like, he winds up losing by a significant margin. I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, shut up. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's not the finger I was giving him, but it was a thumbs up, listeners. But, well, yeah.
To be fair, what is he supposed to say to that?
I don't know. Like, this is what bothers me, and I could actually go on a whole rant about how people are just so conditioned these days to be like, you know, I don't know, sheltered or protected or their feelings like not hurt, that they can't just be like, yeah, you know what? I sucked it up, bro. I'm sorry. Everybody has a bad game. Nobody ever says that. It's always like excuse or reason or attack. Yeah. Like, straight up, if I go, hey, man, what's going on? How can I help you? They'll just be like, fuck you. And it's like, oh, okay.
Well, because great. 9 times out of 10, someone says that. They're just trolling them.
Yeah,
just be like, oh my god,
it is like a shell shock from trolls. It really is.
Yeah, it's like
oh, do you know hard. Which button to press to turn left? You need help.
Yeah, so,
and that's fine, but it's just, it's very frustrating, because I don't know if chat helps or hurts, but yeah, right. that's pretty much all I've been doing. All
right, Corey.
Well, I've been playing Destiny, obviously, with Rise of Iron.
Yep.
Back to 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
I played that real quick with you, and it's such a jump. I mean, I'm gonna play
real slow.
Yeah, it's like
notice it right away, but after a while it goes away and you don't.
Yeah, wait till you go back to Overwatch. It's gonna be like ridiculous.
I'm dreading going back myself. Haven't played in a real long time.
We'll have to hop on next week. I'll be back on playing it. I should be done with XCOM, but
did you play on Saturday? We'll get this.
Yeah.
To what you've been up to later. But I've been playing that, and obviously going through the DLC Rise of Iron. So it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoy the world and excited to see what they do. I know you guys talked about it a little bit last week. I wasn't on for it. But
is it everything you hoped and dreamed of, Corey?
Well, I mean, it's great.
I heard it's been disappointing, actually, the content. For the last DLC for this, it's a lot of reviewers have said it's disappointing content.
I don't know what they were expecting, I guess. It seems great to me. It's like, gives you more lore, and you
get to experience. Is it just more of the same?
It's not as big as the other contents were?
It's the second biggest one. Like, behind Taken King.
Out of two?
Well, if you include the House of Wolves and the Dark Below, which were the first two DLCs.
I told you guys there was more.
those two DLCs were pint size compared to most everything else.
Still cost something.
The Dark Below, yeah, like $15 or $20. I think it was $30 for the two of them. So if you put them,
my defense has been destroyed right about now.
If you put those two, so it was $30 or $20 each. I think it's like the Mass Effect DLC, basically pricing.
How much? If you bought the game, at $60, and you bought all the DLC piece by piece,
individually, at the max price.
Well, I'm sorry, not interview. Okay, so if you maximize your DLC purchase, like if they had a bundle or whatever, at the time of release, like you can't wait for a sale on anything. How much was like those first two DLCs? The
one that $30. I came in.
So 90, and then Taken King was
40. If you got it, if I remember correctly, you might have been able to get it for 30, but I think it was 40. Let's just go with 40 because it's more expensive.
I thought I got that for 30, which is why I got it.
I think I remember it being cheaper if you had the game already, or if you got it.
I did an upgrade and I got it for 30. Okay. I thought and I got $30.
How much was Rise of Iron DLC?
$30.
So you're looking at like $150, $160?
Yeah.
Over 2 years, that's not the worst.
It's not what I paid for it, but I paid $120.
Let's say you play Rise of Iron for 3 months. It's just 3 months. So like if you're spending $150 for, 27 months of content, that's not terrible. But
you think it's 27 months though of content?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're doing 2 years, if you're playing all those 2 years that have passed and then another 3 months after, because we're in year three now.
Do you think most people did that though?
No, not most people. I mean, I didn't play for 27 months. I probably played for maybe 17 to 18 of those months.
Regularly? Like?
I mean, when Taken King came out, I played every day pretty much until May, until Overwatch came out. So okay. It depends. I mean, if you put hours in, like, it's different. I know you guys talked about the hours last week that I put into this game. I mean,
basically, we were comparing. If
NBA
like this,
and whatever.
It's buying a $60 game once a year to this, which, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I think that for what you got now, I mean, it's great. It's been great value, and especially if you get in now, it's ridiculous. But Rise of Iron, to me, I think has been a great DLC so far. The Plaguelands is pretty much like the biggest open area they put together in a while, which is just a kind of a reskin, but there's a lot going on there.
That's what everybody said. It's a lot
is there
of
world
just...
PvP yet?
Hmm?
Is there world PvP yet?
Not in the PvE area, no. You have to go Crucible.
I wouldn't want to do that. Like, I wouldn't want world PvP.
I would.
I mean, if you go to a certain area and you know
that's like
you're
the most
into,
fun
sure,
in WoW, and you don't know that, Jim, because you're a fucking Care Bear.
I was on your server, I was playing with you guys for like 6 months.
And then you're like, I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was so stressful. I'm fucking farming shit. I'm getting killed. I'm like, I fucking hate this shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, if it is an optional thing, I don't see why. That'd be pretty cool. But the Plaguelands is cool, though. I think that is the reason they couldn't do 360 or PS3 because of what the Plaguelands represents and how much is going on there.
That's a good point that I didn't even bring up, Corey. How do you think the previous gen owners feel not having this expansion? Seem pretty shitty?
But they gave them an upgrade option at $40 for the entire game on Xbox One or PS4.
If you had it on PS3 and Xbox 360, they were significantly reduced the price.
You got everything. Yeah, I mean, you got everything still.
But, I mean, if you're still playing on PS3 and 360... more power to you, man.
you shouldn't
it's been
live
3 years.
There.
3 years, you could have gotten upgraded. So, yeah. They had to do it. I mean, they absolutely had to do it. So, yeah. And plus, you're getting a raid with this, which is supposedly one of the best, one of the better raids that's come out.
I gotta get on there and join you guys.
I mean, I want to play more. I didn't get to play it all this weekend because I had to watch Bryce all weekend because my wife was working this weekend, unfortunately. So I didn't get to
just
play
put
that.
A mirror in front of him and watch yourself.
So instead, I was playing an iOS game. Actually,
what'd you play?
I was playing Teeny Titans. Oh my god, that game is fucking ridiculously addictive. It's Pokemon, but with Teen Titans.
No way.
So it's Teen Titan Pokemon, and you're collecting figures as Robin. And he's just like, oh my god, I gotta get the Robin figure. This is amazing. It's like, it just.
Is he like the Robin from the show?
It's a Teen Titans Go animation.
Okay.
So I'm gonna pull it up here so you guys can see.
Uh-oh.
Real quick. Teen Titans
Go.
It's basically Pokemon, where you're collecting figures and battling those figures, so you're leveling them up. And like I said, I've been addicted to this, just playing this whole time.
Wow. Okay, cool.
It's pretty amazing, actually. So, you're like I said, it's basically Pokemon. You're going around the Jump City. battling people with your figures and buying them at stores, and you get messages from Batman, and just doing missions for all your Teen Titans, I guess, the team, and then like random people throughout the world and the villains of the Titans and stuff. It's really, I mean, it's really well done. Like, they tried to do this like with Rick and Morty and Pocket Mortys, I think, but that just was a freemium game. This is actually $4 with no in-app purchase. And it's, like I said, it's well worth it. I've been playing like constantly. It's been my obsession this weekend. So,
or you could just get a real Pokemon game.
Not on my iOS device.
Well, the ease of playing there, Tony. The ease of playing. That's I mean, what everybody's talking about.
The thing is,
Pokemon Go. You're watching your kid.
I know, but like, I'm not going to spend $100 on the system because I don't have one. Because I'm not going to play Pokemon Go, first of all, because that game is not the same.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say Pokemon Go. I meant like a legitimate like Pokemon game.
But he has to go out and buy a system. He doesn't have to do that with it.
Sell your Xbox, man. You're never playing that shit again.
He's on there playing. He's playing Destiny all the freaking time.
I just put it like you just said, $150 into this game.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You bought it on like multiple systems too, didn't you?
Yeah. He double dipped.
You guys are helping cause the destruction of this industry, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm enjoying my time right now, so.
But I'm enjoying watching the world burn.
Some people just, you know, want to watch the world burn. All right. So anyways, I actually was really busy this weekend and could not play all day XCOM like I wanted to. But I did play about 6 hours of XCOM 2.
Hmm. So how does it compare?
Because like Apple texts me, he's like, dude, I have to do all this weird shit in this game. I'm like, what? He's like, there's like weird aspects they introduce, like I don't know, managing stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot more management in this one, but I like that. I like that aspect of it. It makes the game different. So otherwise, the game is pretty much the same. So it's like, why? Yeah. So I'm actually enjoying it.
There's more management.
It reminds me. Okay, Tony, it reminds me of Fire Emblem. So the game is like not drastically different than the other game. Okay. But it's just, you know, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. That's what I want out of strategy games. It pisses me off when they try to add way much more shit to that, because I'm like,
there's a lot more like squad management to get the right squad. I mean, you can have so many different combinations like over like for the missions where they won't work and you'll just get fucking old. Okay. So that's what's cool. So
that's fine. I'll probably pick that up probably during a Steam sale this season.
Yeah, I love it. I love the first game. So
is there any like cross save or like import data? Like if you had like the first game save data or not?
I don't know because I don't know because I jumped platform.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I got this on PS4. So because I knew I was gonna put hours into it.
How does it play with a controller?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
You played the first one on a controller.
I played the first one on 360. So this one is, you know, you rotate the camera with the triggers,
right?
And you can also use a thumbstick, and so you know it. Sometimes there's some blind spots.
I think that these work much better on controller than like an RTS would on a controller.
Oh, absolutely no.
You couldn't do RTSs on this. Yeah, I can't.
Halo Wars is trying, but
it doesn't work. It just can't work.
Failing.
I mean, this game gives you a round. You can sit there and like,
right.
And I love that about these kind of strategy games. Like sitting there, I'm like, do I want to take this shot? Am I going to make this shot? You know, and you can actually sit there and think about it. Like, yep.
I will never forget Buddha when because he played the last one, and I came home from work when we were rooming together, and I watched him. I was like, going for that shot, bro? He's like, yeah, it's 80%. I'm like, dude, that's like 0%. Of course he fires, and of course it misses. And I just gave him this like shit eating grin. He's like, don't say anything. I was like, all
right. I restarted a couple of this one mission like 3 or 4 times because my sniper was on the roof and I kept making the shot on the guy I was shooting at, which was great. It was a 56% chance. I was getting the shot, but then the aliens that would come up from behind would just house me. Like they would get crit hits like every fucking time. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I would lose my sniper every fucking game. And I'm like, I don't know. And I just promoted her a few times, and I'm like, I don't want to lose this sniper, so I kept reloading, and it just felt like Fire Emblem. It just immediately brought back Fire Emblem memories. Yeah. So,
and that's the thing. I want to give it a little bit of time because I just finished Fire Emblem completely, so I don't want to go to another RTS right away, so I'll
This is the kind of game that you can get for like $30 or $25.
Oh, no, that's soon. Yeah. I think I got the last game at $10.
Oh, wow. So. I was thinking like $25 at Black Friday, I'm pretty certain. This one
I could I'll probably pick it up at $20.
Yeah. $25. Yeah. I can see it down there. Maybe $20 at Black Friday. Yeah. So, all right. I think that's it. Yeah, that'll wrap up everything. So, thank you, listeners and viewers, for tuning in. Tune in next week.
Did we get under 30 minutes?
No. Well, we had technical difficulties. Anyways, listeners, write us podcast at allyoucangeek.net, follow us on Twitter at allyoucangeek, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube. If you haven't tuned in yet, we're on video. You can see Tony's shitty video this
hey! Internet is usually really fucking solid.
This podcast.
Play of the game.
Anyways, listeners, thanks for tuning in. Comic-Con next week. Woo! See you there.